Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, September 30th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and I'm welcoming into the studio a great tradition of ours here at WFHR, where we welcome in the contestants from Miss Wisconsin Rabbits and Miss Wisconsin Rabbits Teen contestants. We get to do this every year when we have this. One of our favorite times of the year. The vibe that comes in, the energy that comes in from all of these amazing human beings is felt. We love it. We'll be talking about details of how you can take in this great pageant and some other great things about it. I actually love the history of this too, so we'll talk on that also. But first, we want to introduce our contestants, and I'll just go down the line here, let you introduce yourself, and we'll start. And you said on the end, that is the catch of coming in late. That's what happens. Yeah. I'm so sorry for you, but you're a trooper. If you want to start things off for us, I'd appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Gianna Peters. I attend Assumption High School, and my community service initiative is Feeding Our Future, promoting food accessibility in our communities.
Thank you, Gianna. We appreciate the time. Thanks for being here.
Hello, I'm Olivia Hoyer. I'm a student at Midstate, and my CSI is geared towards getting the community involved and engaged in our school districts.
Excellent. Thanks for being here, Olivia.
I'm Haley Planico, and my CSI is all about asking for help and how it is completely okay to do that and spreading that towards the youth.
Haley, thank you for being here.
Hello, my name is Olivia Russell. My CSI is the many ways you can save a life. I'm trying to show the ways that you can become a donator.
Excellent. Thank you for being here, Olivia.
Hi, I'm Bianca Bowden, and I attend Lincoln High School, and my CSI is Think and Drive, Stay Alive, promoting driver safety.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Nicely done, all of you. Gosh, you're already starting out really good. This is good. So I want to get to know you a little bit. Tell us just a little bit of where you're from and why you decided to be a part of this pageant. And we'll just kind of go down the line here.
I'm from Wisconsin Rapids. I decided to be part of the pageant because I saw all of the amazing opportunities that all the amazing women got to be involved in. And it was really inspiring to see everyone and just make those amazing friendships. And it'd be great to be like a leader for my community.
So I'm also from Wisconsin Rapids. I ended up doing this, I like to say as a joke, I was forced to do it by a member of my church. She would constantly try and force me into this, and so I originally just did it to get her off my back, but I'm glad I did it. I had a lot of fun last year, and I'm really looking forward to doing it again this year.
It's kind of how my radio career started. My mother was just on me, and on me. Finally, I'll just try it. I'll just do it. That's awesome. That's a great one.
I was also born and raised here in Rapids, and I thought it would be a great opportunity, especially because I am going to Midstate right now for an accounting degree, and they really do support women's education.
Very cool. Right on.
So I'm actually doing this because the other Olivia had told me about it previously last year, and I was going to possibly do it, but she was more influencing me this year than anything. So.
Very cool. Very cool. Nicely done, by the way. It's a recruiter over there, too.
Look oh, up. Yeah.
I'm also from Rapids, and I did this program because you can gain so many friendships and so many sisters, and it's overall just a great opportunity to help your public speaking skills.
One of the things that my mother, I was raised by a hippie feminist, as my mother would like to say, and one of the things that she has always brought up about this pageant and other pageants is the camaraderie that exists of it. And I remember her saying when I was a kid that she would be glad if these pageants continued, even if it was just for that, let alone the scholarships and some of the other great opportunities that are involved with this. But it should never be lost on the audience or anybody when we talk about this. Our opportunity for women to support women, for women to make connections with other women and some of those things are just not there. We don't have enough of them in our society. So that alone is a wonderful thing to be able to offer with this, along with all the other great added bonuses of an event like this one. So nicely done, all of you. Nicely done. Let's get into your talent. One of the things that goes on with this. For those that don't know, I'll actually go through what the contestants compete in. There is a private interview, an on-stage question, talent, health and fitness, and an evening gown. All of these are part of things that you compete in with this. So when it comes to talent, what is the talent that you will be doing for the pageant? Well, start with you.
I will be singing. I've been singing my whole life. I've been influenced by my mother, who has an amazing voice, and she did a lot of musicals at school. I've won some state awards. I've won a lot of school awards, too, and I just love sharing the gift of music.
Do you have a song in mind already?
I'm singing One Perfect Moment from the Broadway musical Bring It On. I'd never really been a Broadway fan, but after I heard the music and that soundtrack, I was like, this is my song.
Mm, right on, right on. And good on you for doing that, right on.
So I am doing a sassy palm routine, I guess, if you want to put it that way, to Mambo Number 5. I love the upbeatness to it, and I really hope that I have a lot of fun with it, and I'm excited to use my palms a lot.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like a good idea. That's a good one.
I am doing a speed painting on stage to the classic song from the Toy Story movie, You've Got a Friend in Me. Painting has been something I've been super passionate about since I was super little, and I think it'd be a perfect fit for me.
I have a lot of respect for singers. I can kind of talk, sing. I can do a little bit as an actor of a singer, but I can't. Nobody's offering me a record deal. I admire that quite a bit. There are a few things I admire more than people that can draw or paint. I can't make a stick figure. And I think that's really impressive, let alone to do it like live like that and speed-wise and everything. That's a really a fun one, too. You don't see that very often. Nice. Well done. Well done.
So I'm actually going to be doing a cheer routine. I learned this when I was in high school. My senior year, I decided to join cheer, and I really loved hyping up the crowd and bringing that excitement and having a smile to show off to everyone, to make everyone nice and happy watching everything.
There's a combination of dance involved with cheer often that I enjoy about it, and I think they should have you go first. You get everything really going then. You get really all the hype, all the energy of the crowd getting going there. I like that, and that's a great one. And you, Allison?
I've been dancing since I was 3 years old, and I'm doing something that's a little out of my comfort zone. I'm doing a contemporary dance to Scars to You're Beautiful, and I'm usually more of a hip-hop kind of girl, but I really thought that the pageant made me come out of my comfort zone, so I think that dance could also do the same.
Wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. And thank you so much for teeing me up for this. Again, guys, don't be too good at this. I need this job, please. That's really, you teed me up perfectly because I did want to get into, first off, congratulations. You guys have already won. You've already won. You decided to do this. Like, just doing this is something that there are hundreds of people out there listening right now that could never have the energy or the confidence to do this. I have been on stage over 1,000 times. I have done over 100 characters. I've been in radio for 22 years. I could never, never do even one of these things, let alone what you guys are doing. There is no point in my life where I was the kind of confident in myself that I could see myself doing something like this. I admire what you guys are doing so much. And in part because what you're doing is not just for you guys. You do this and you hope that younger people will be encouraged to do this and other women will be encouraged to do this out there and everything. And that's a big part of this. So when you talk about getting out of your comfort zone, that's something that I do want to bring. I wanted to come to in the conversation. I imagine that as good as all of you are might be in public, all of you in some way or another are getting out of your comfort zone to a degree, if not a lot. Can you tell me why you decided to do something like that? Again, there are hundreds of people out there listening right now that may have never gotten out of their comfort zone, let alone at the ages you guys are doing this, where it could be one of the hardest things in the world at your age is to look in the mirror and feel okay in your skin. And it's something we encourage you guys and other younger generations to do all the time. But we can talk endlessly, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen. To see people embracing that is really cool. Why did you decide to do this? Or why decide to jump out of your comfort zone if you did? And I'll just kind of go down the line here.
I decided to do this for the friendships and just seeing all the amazing women. And I also did this to learn from my mistakes because I know I competed last year and I made a lot of mistakes, but what really matters is that I've learned from them that from last year, and I guess just learning and growing as a person throughout the years while competing for scholarships and meeting amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
So as I kind of said before, I originally did it just kind of to get that person off my back, but part of it also was to prove to myself that I could do it. I had been struggling with on stage fright for a long time, mm-hmm. and I had been working on building up my confidence, and I felt like I was in a time of my life where I could do it, so I wanted to prove to myself that I could.
Right on, right on. All good reasons.
I was actually originally enticed by the scholarship that I could earn from doing this, but I became a very interested in my CSI. I've always been kind of a shy and reserved person my whole life, and kind of reaching out to people and letting them know it's okay to ask for help because that builds that confidence has been something I'm really passionate about now.
Good on you. Way to be.
So I actually, when I was younger, I was very shy and soft-spoken, and during my senior year of high school, I was able to finally open up a little bit, and I am still working towards being able to be more open and chat with people. So this has helped me a lot, meeting the girls. They are so nice here, and I feel so welcomed. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad to be able to participate in this.
Hmm. Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to be the big girl competing in the pageant. I've done the little princess pageants, and I think that this is just a really great experience to meet new people and just overall friends, and it's a great way to improve your speaking skills and on stage.
All good reasons and all good comments from all of you. Appreciate it. And so much of this, too, you know, no matter, you guys are all going to go on and do great things, whatever you might do. And while I may not know, or you may not even know what you might do next, chances are, and in fact, I feel pretty confident saying whatever you do, it's going to involve some type of public speaking or speaking with others on some level or another. And the more reps you can get doing that, the better. And here, just alone, like I said, you've already won. You're getting those reps. You're getting that real-time experience that you just can't get anywhere else but in real life, in real time, being really out there. So good on y'all for doing that. And I appreciate it. I want to talk a little bit about your platform, your CSI, if you will. Can somebody, now CSI, I thought that was a TV show. I have that wrong, though, apparently, in my notes. What is a CSI, for what does that mean? And what is your CSI? I'll start in the end here.
CSI means Community Service Initiative, so it's like your platform and what you want to promote throughout the community. Mine is Feeding Our Future, promoting food accessibility. I am a regular volunteer at Ruby's Pantry, our local food pantry, and then also the Neighborhood Table. And last year, my initiative was actually Feeding Our Future, promoting childhood, fighting childhood hunger.
Yeah.
And then as I grew, I noticed that if children are struggling with this, their parents and their families are as well. So I guess just promoting the resources we already have and then creating new ones as needed to counteract hunger.
Well said.
So my CSI is It Takes a Village to Raise a Child. I really want to work on helping bridge the gap between our school districts, community, and parents, and helping everyone feel more involved in the learning experience so that the children can get the best of everywhere, both with our community, at home with their parents, and at school to get the best knowledge that they have. It's the backbone of our society is learning, and I think we all should work together to help our students learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My CSI is It's Okay to Ask for Help, and I feel like that's something everyone as a whole needs to hear more. I'm super passionate about mine because I feel like we need to reach our younger audiences because a lot of them feel nervous or feel like they're stupid for asking questions. I mean, regardless if it's school or mental health. And just doing that, it can instill confidence in the younger generations, and not only that, but instill a sense of community.
Hmm. And apparently you've been talking to my mother because this is something I need to do from her all the time. That's a great one. Well said.
So my CSI is The Many Ways You Can Save a Life. I'm actually currently going to Midstate for nursing, and I really love helping others medically as well. So I, at the moment, donate plasma, and on my license I am an organ donor, and I'm trying to promote the many ways you can do that. You can become a plasma donor, blood, you can donate blood. You can also become an organ donor like me.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there are over 100,000 people waiting on that transplant list. It is very important to be able to look into that and maybe become a donor like that.
Yeah, I take any opportunity I can to mention that our Stevens Point has a blood donation center that is almost open all 24/7. There is a number of different opportunities in our area we bring up on our morning shows whenever they come around, because as big as superheroes are right now, you don't need a catchphrase or a cape to be a hero. You don't need a tragic backstory or to come up with a new name, because all the good ones have been taken. Like, all the good superhero names are taken. So one of the ways you can be a hero, donate blood any opportunity you get. That's a good one.
My CSI is Think and Drive, Stay Alive, promoting driver safety. And about a year ago, I was involved in a serious car accident where I was the only one wearing my seatbelt, and I was completely fine and everyone else was pretty injured. So I'd like to use my CSI to reach the community to make sure that everyone is wearing their seatbelts, not texting and driving, and just overall driving safely so that our community can be safe.
For myself, I was in about 10 different accidents before I was about even 15. I actually had a phobia from driving for quite a while, ended up conquering that and beating that. Grew up needing a lot of help from food pantries, and everything. I'm bringing this up because every single one of you brought up something that touches me in my life, and I know I'm not alone in that. Our listeners out there immediately felt a connection to each one of these things, and it's really good to always hear young people involved in a cause or caring about something. But what I also appreciated, and I notice this almost every year, as I'm asking each of you these things, each one of you were listening to the other, were engaged in the other's conversation and taking note of that. And I bring that up, one, because I think it's cool. It's great to see that connection and everything. But also the camaraderie and coming back to that and reminding people. And while we want to promote you guys and promote the pageant, we also use this time to remind people out there, parents out there, kids listening, that this pageant will go on next year. It'll go on the next year after that and the year after that. We want more and more contestants. We want more people being a part of this. So encouraging others to do this. If I brought my daughters are both older, they're a little out of range for this one. But if I were to bring my daughters into the room and ask you guys, hey guys, could you tell them why this would be a good idea? Why to do something like this? What would you tell them? And just kind of going down the line again.
You will not lose anything from doing this pageant. You only gain so many amazing scholarships, friendships, public speaking skills, and confidence. I guess it's a win-win. Even if you don't get the title, you still truly won.
Well said.
So I especially like to bring up the fact, like, how I used it to help make sure that I could get out of my shell and speak with the community and feel involved. It's a really good one. There's so many workshops that we do. You'll never feel unprepared, and it really helps you work on. You'll never go into an interview scared, because we work on interviews for a month long. We're working on those community skills of talking with others, talking on stage. And so I really think it's a great way for you to, within a safe space, practice those lifelong skills and learn those.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
I'm actually going to piggyback off of Liv a little bit here. I completely agree with what she's saying. As someone who's never competed in a pageant kind of like this before, these workshops have been helping me so much, especially with my confidence and, you know, being comfortable with all the other girls here.
Very cool.
I am so glad with the many workshops we have. We've been able to be so prepared for the things that we are going to be going through. And I've made so many friends. The ladies are so nice. Not only is it your competitors that are nice with you, it's going to be the people that help you, our volunteers, and all of our lovely people are just able to help everyone out.
Yeah, nicely done, nicely done.
Like Gianna or Olivia said, you will never feel unprepared for the workshops. There's so many amazing people that are there to help you get through it, and it's just an overall way to really help you be confident in yourself.
Well said, all of you.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing, what I love about the Miss Wisconsin Rapids organization is that we do have workshops. We have a pageant closet. We have a lot of volunteers, and that's different from a lot of the other pageant, so I think it's great how we all do come together and help one another out.
Yeah, and I mentioned before, I've gotten to do this for years, and I've never seen a year where the ladies that came in weren't laughing and enjoying their camaraderie, the time together, and supporting each other. And again, just opportunities for that alone feels like a win-win kind of situation. As we're wrapping up here, your final question, you're almost done, everybody, and great work, all of you. What is your favorite part that you enjoy about the pageant?
My favorite part is interview, because I love getting to know, I love that the judges are able to get to know me, and I'm able to talk more about my CSI because I'm so passionate about it and I love my community.
I would say that I'm really torn between both the private interview and talent. I love with the talent getting to watch all the girls shine in their individual ways, getting to see them do what they are passionate about and love. But I also really like the interview because I'm really passionate about my CSI, so I love being able to talk more about that and really bring attention to that.
As someone who is new to this, my favorite part is probably the talents. Just like Olivia said, just seeing what all the other girls have to offer and supporting them with their talents.
My favorite thing would be the talents. I'm just loving seeing each girl as an individual and what they have to bring to offer, like singing. I love singing, but I'm never going to be as good as the others are. And painting,
like you said, I could probably barely do a stick figure as well. So seeing these amazing talents just is mind-blowing to me.
Same for me. My favorite part of the competition would definitely be talent, because I get to really express my feelings through my dance, and I can also see the expressions from everyone else that is also performing their talents. It's just great.
Very good, and incredibly well done, you guys. You knocked it out. Nice work. Nice work by all of you. Keep in mind that since 1985, the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization has been providing scholarships to some of the most talented, intelligent, and driven young women in this community. Let's help them keep doing this. Friday, October 25th, is their open dress rehearsal with tickets available at the door for $15. And tickets for the competition on Saturday, October 26th, can be purchased online starting October 15th. So go to MissWisconsinRapids.org. That's MissWisconsinRapids.org. Bookmark that page and get ready to be able to order these tickets as soon as they are available, and support these young ladies and have yourself a great time at the event. You all enjoy yourselves. Have a great time. Leave it all on that stage and enjoy yourselves. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Good luck, everybody. Break a leg. Good luck. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.